Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages, coming live to you from the Holiday Inn in Lakewood, Colorado, motherfuckers, trying to tune your dad to the station to make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is the Night Shift, and I am your host, Guy Nice. We're every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. You can find, we are sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tease. You can also find Mr. Nice Guy on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tease. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTCES. Make sure you enter your promo code Guy Nice. Get you a great little discount. Also show your support for the show. Give us some more time on the air here with you, ladies and gentlemen. 516-418-5813. That's the call-in number, 516-418-5813. Take the time. Get on the line. Let me know what's on your mind. The at-work checkout and all that other good shit. Welcome to the Night Shift, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be in Denver, let me say that. Shout out to my man King Surge in the building from The Rock, checking in, you know what I'm saying? He Franco today, sorry, King Franco today, sorry. Everybody got a new name. He was Franco, I was Homer. And then we had Jon Snow, Ned Stark's bastard of the Night's Watch, Jon Snow. Word up. Happy birthday to Jon Snow, too. Let's put that out there, man. Jon Snow got the birthday right before 420, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of festivities kicking off tomorrow. We had a great night last night, man, when we picked up. You was King Surge yesterday, though, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so we picked up King Surge yesterday. You know, we had a great night last night. After that, we slid out and hollered at our buddy Diego. See, Diego's a cat that we met here last year. Last year when we came, like the history of Mr. Nice Guy Days in Denver is that we had an idea. One of our staff and family members, Cuzzo, you know, we say, hey, you know, we want to do something cool for Cuzzo, you know. And my wife suggests that we take him to Colorado. And this was, shit was around January 2015. So like, hell yeah, let's do that. Let's fuck it. We can go for 420. It's like, yeah, hell yeah. All right, so we start lining it up and all that. So we end up, through the Nice Guy Nation and through everybody who worked for Mr. Nice Guy, we end up being able to make that happen for me, Cuzzo the Collector, and the other guy to travel here to Denver, Colorado for the first annual Mr. Nice Guy Days in Denver. And it was also really the first Mr. Nice Guy experience when everybody came together in order to accomplish something for somebody that we all cared about. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing for me to see. You know what I mean? But so that's how this kind of got started. So it was centered and focused around Cuzzo. So one day Cuzzo made a suggestion that we drive to Aspen and shit. So like, fuck it, we'll go to Aspen. So we started making the trek out there, and we've seen some crazy scenery, bro. Like, we still ain't even dropped the pictures from last year. But we got a lot of good material and shit that's going to be coming later in this year, so keep checking for the 420 updates and all that, man. It's all, man, I'm sitting looking at like 7, 8, 9 different strains of weed right in front of me. My man over here with like 4 or 5 other ones putting in work, rolling them. He's using my sneaker to poke the fucking, he's using my shoelace to poke the fucking butt down in the blunt. What kind of flick this shit you rolling over there, Franco? You might need to bring King Sir, man. Oh, bullshit blunt you rolling over there, man. But, you know, we tried to go to Aspen, and we ended up getting sidetracked, man, just because that's how our life is. We didn't bring the right clothes and shit, and we ended up bumping to some cool people that sent us in another direction. And on that journey, we bumped into this guy, Diego. We ended up at a little pull-off called Lookout Mountain, and we was actually standing on this cliff looking at the Continental Divide and shit. It was one of the highlight moments from that trip. And we bumped into the guy, Diego, and just started talking to him and got to know him a little bit. And he's actually an entrepreneur with a vape juice line called Boosted. Make sure y'all check that out. We finna start plugging all kind of shit here, man. It's all kind of shit going on, man. This is a good-ass week, bro. It's a lot of progress being made, man. But so he got a juice line and shit, and he was cool, man. We stayed in touch with him. He ended up trying to help me get onto a vape rig so I could get off these cigarettes, because I made the decision that one time I was going to quit smoking these cigarettes. They ain't necessarily stick, but, you know, that's why it's good to be back out here and get back in the swing. So when we left from the airport last night, we went and hollered at Diego. Fall off in his crib, bro. He got a straight little apartment down there, you know what I'm saying? It's right outside the city. Got a nice little view from the balcony and shit. And Diego pulled his bag out, and he pulled out his bag, this big-ass one-ounce slab, bro. Blah! I throw that shit on the counter, bro. That shit's crazy big, bro. Dark brown, nice-looking, beautiful shit. Make sure y'all check that. Mr. Knight got a Facebook page, man. We got pictures up on that shit. But how much he say he paid for that? $500. Oh, big-ass slab, bro. Looking crazy. He also had, what that, he had blue diesel, blueberry diesel. Yeah, maybe grape diesel. It was some diesel, you know what I'm saying, he burned with us. And we went out there and put up a couple of animal cookies with my man. We got all kind of motherfucking names and shit, dog. It's been a nice little adventure. Today we ended up stopping off at, what was the place we... Yeah, Live Well. Okay, we ended up stopping off at Live Well and picked up the Lease by Snoop line he just came out with. I grabbed all the sativas, man. I'm a sativa head and shit, so I grabbed all the sativas. My man Franco picked up the indica, the purple bush. You know what I'm saying? We all about that bush, so we're going to dive in that bush when we get out of here. Nice looking buzz, dog. Nice looking buzz, man. Shit is beautiful out here. Y'all motherfuckers gotta get out here and see it. But going out and hang with Diego and shit, and just the hospitality he was showing us. He the one who really put us on Live Well and told us some places to check out, made some suggestions for things for us to do. And being able to have good friends like that, it's kind of like what Mr. Nice Guy is. So that when you go to another place, you already got somebody there that you connected with. You give them a phone call, you know they're gonna look out for you. Point you in the right direction, you know what I'm saying? If you need a little, because Diego say, hey, man, come through, you can burn in my spot. You ain't got to worry about none of that other shit. So, you know what I mean? Good looking out. Shout out to Diego for being 100. Shout out to Diego for being a nice guy, you know what I'm saying? Made a couple of other stops today and pick up a couple of other selections. You can stay tuned for all that later. We got the calendar coming, of course. So that's kind of one of our priorities while we out here putting in this work. let me get some of my people in here on the line, you know what I'm saying? Checking in. You on the night shift with Guy Knight, what's on your mind?
Fine Hemming. Checking in.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, ain't nothing. What's going on with you? Sound like good times, good vibes out there. That's what's up.
Yo, man, we went and got super stoned, bro, like super stoned, and then went to see the fucking Jungle Book in IMAX 3D, bro.
Oh, I know that shit was crazy.
That shit was ready, dog. Like, when I was super blow, that shit was dope, bro. That shit was a good fucking movie when I was super high. But as the weed started to wear off, it was kind of like, yeah, man, maybe it's time to go. But we picked up some nice goodies today, though, man. Franco picked up a nice little vape pen and shit for like 2,500 milligrams and shit. The O pen. Shout out to the O pen. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a cool little treat. And the other guy, Ned Stark's bastard, picked up fucking some cookies.
He picked up some cookies and what else, that other shit. He picked up some candies and shit, too. Hey, yo, shout out to Roy, too, man. Cuzzo made a suggestion that we pick up them Roy Funky Field Tips. You know what I'm saying? So we went and stopped and grabbed some of them today. We'll throw one of them in the giveaway bag, man. We got a couple of goodies we're going to pick up, man. Like I said, tomorrow's going to be crazy. We're going to be downtown all day for the Colorado Cup. Go out there and see some of our other friends and shit that we made last year. Yeah, man, it's been a good little adventure, bro. But that movie was straight, though, bro.
Hey, man, I seen that Batman Superman.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
And
that shit was straight to me,
like
bro.
He was fine. Yeah, huh? Yeah.
That shit was straight to me, bro. That shit was pretty good.
He said it like he was finna come defend it. I knew that shit was coming, bro. I could hear it in your voice, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right, you finna make me watch
yeah,
it
wanna,
now, dog.
I would have seen that Batman Superman. Yeah. Nah.
You finna make me watch it now.
Yo, it was a good movie, man. I mean, you know, it wasn't. You can't go in there with the expectation of.
I've seen a good movie.
Well, nah.
I know, cuz. Don't worry.
Nah. You can't go in there with the expectations of seeing a regular-ass superhero movie, just like Deadpool, you know what I'm saying? You can't go in there and be like, okay, I'm going to just go see, like, the Avengers and shit. It's going to be a bunch of kung fu and fucking special effects and shit. Like, nah, you got to go in there and, like, you're going to see a movie, you know what I'm saying? Once you go in there and see it, you're going to be like, all right, okay, I get that. That's what's up.
All right, well, I definitely ain't going to see that shit in the theater, you know what I'm saying? When it come out on the app, then I check it out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
About two more months. I'll see it about two more months. But
yeah,
if I do hit we might hit the movies again, bro. Fuck around and get some of these edibles and fall off in there and watch that Hardcore Henry in IMAX 3D, bro. Shit.
Nah, man, you might Earl in that motherfucker.
I'll be fucked up in there, bro, in the past. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, that shit gonna be damn. You idiot, you gonna have vertigo when you come out that motherfucker. Have vertigo all his life. You gonna have vertigo when you come out that, bitch.
I ain't trying to do that. I'm not trying to do that. I don't want to have no seizures or none of that for that shit.
Bruh,
I feel like that'd be a crazy experience, bro.
I mean, go ahead and try.
When else I'm gonna get to do that? Go to that shit on the edibles and
shit. I mean, you'll know. You're a grown ass man, so you'll know if you start feeling nauseous or if that shit start fucking with you, you'll leave. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, fuck around. And I took 20, what is it, milligrams? I took 20 milligrams of the fucking edibles right now, the cookies and shit. Because this motherfucker earlier had the little candies, bro. He was eating the candies like they was just regular candies, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just killing them shit. Like, yo, bro, you finna be motherfucking, bro, you know what I'm saying? You finna be on a zombie, bro. You finna be a white walker around this motherfucker. Well, for John Snow
to
a white walker.
He's about to be on that
Grand Theft Auto. Boys, it's miscegenated.
Wasted.
You're still getting it. My fault, brother. Sorry about that. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate Von Henry being in there checking in. You know what I'm saying? Let me get somebody else in here on the line. Oh, that shit look cool with that, with the little blast on it. What's up? You on the night show? Guy night. What's up? What's going on?
What's up, God? I used to do my own Denver impression.
Yeah.
So first of all, Hardcore Henry is not in IMAX.
You will get sick.
You will get sick. That's real shit. That's why it's not in IMAX or none of that shit. You will get sick. And I heard The Jungle Book is a cool-ass movie for grown-ups, not for kids, because they're going to get bored.
That might be true, man. That might be true.
That was my suggestion, too, man. Y'all need to get high and go watch Hardcore Henry.
Yeah, but if it ain't that IMAX, bro, what's up, though? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, it's crazy. That's why it's not in IMAX. It's crazy. You'll get sick. You will literally, you might get sick inside the movie theater by itself.
Yeah.
the shit, the angles at that it moves too fast, bro. That
you ain't seen it?
No.
I basically have.
I have not seen all of it. Put it that way.
Yo, man, Franco just rolled a perfect ass blunt though, dog.
Yeah, Franco, he must meet me.
Yeah,
Franco must meet me.
A perfect ass blunt, dog. Real shit with the glass tip on it and all of that, man.
But Batman and Batman Superman, that shit's straight. If you read comics, you'll understand it.
Okay, so it's one of them.
Bless you. Here you go. Yeah,
I'm
going
to cough my lungs out, boy. This shit. What is it right here we burning? One time? Gorilla glue. You know what I'm saying? That Gorilla
glue, that's funky, too. Bro, that's what I had. If it's not dark green, that's not the real strain. That's
got
that real stinky shit that was in the glass, bro.
You can authenticate it. I got the pictures. I'll send them to you.
Yeah. That's that stinky shit that was in the glass, bro.
It going down
out
here.
Straight Gorilla glue. No, I know it is, man. I miss it. I'm there with y'all in spirit, though.
I know you is, brother. You know what I'm saying? We doing
our best
to represent.
What's up with that 24K challenge, man? Y'all ain't ran into that shit yet?
Oh, well, nah. We finna get it, bro, because Franco just hollered at me earlier, dog. He was like, yo, you heard of this 24K shit, whatever. I was like, yo, hell yeah, bro. And we know where to get it. What the place? You remember the place? Like I told you earlier when we came over here. Green Solution. Yeah. Green Solution.
Yeah.
We know where to get it. So we're going to go through there and spook that up. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no thing. We might do that tomorrow.
It was over there by the block party, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was about to say. We're going to do that tomorrow. We'll be there on time. Like, cuz, we far from everything this time, bro. We like 40 minutes from. We 40 minutes from the airport. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
God damn.
We like 30 minutes from the...
We need to learn some more shit anyway.
Yeah. We like 30 minutes from the city, you know what I'm saying? But we getting around, though. We seeing
y'all
some nice things, brother. Yeah, kind of. Kind of, but you know what I'm saying? It ain't the action ain't far from here. It's dispensary that's close, you know what I'm saying? Not super close, but close enough.
They must have those dispensaries zoned out for specific locations.
Yeah, I believe so.
Because I put one in the middle of the hood.
Because when you start seeing them, then they be all together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They all punch each other. They just battling each other like McDonald's and Burger King and shit.
That's for real. But they got a lot of shit out there, bro. They got a lot of dope shit out there.
I want to hit that shit you just hit. Because your ass done calmed all the way down.
Yo, that fucking Gorilla Glue, bro. That shit is crazy, dog. You got to see the pictures of that shit. That shit is funky, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm on them cookies, too. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna fire the blunt and shit. Anybody got me fucked up, bro. Man,
yeah,
motherfucker hit that Steak and Shake last night, bro. Motherfucker conference
uh-huh.
on the milkshake. Free milkshakes for everybody, bro.
Oh, shit. My stomach been fucked up.
On a super late night, bro.
Okay.
It was, you know, it's on a super late night, bro. It was just us. We the only motherfuckers in there. Us and the motherfuckers that worked there, bro. Chilling. We in there playing movie on the table and shit, bro. Busting this shit. Motherfucker got stupid food on the table and shit.
Okay.
That shit was crazy, bro. Doing that shit way big, motherfucker. Got to hang with Diego,
man.
Bro. We got super blowed over there, bro. He was bummed out you couldn't make it too, dog.
What slab he had? What kind of slab he had?
Man, what did he say it was? No, the slab. I don't know
what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember. I want to say Northern Light, bro, but I might be lying.
Oh, so it was weed. It wasn't no wax or nothing.
Yeah, it was hell yeah. It was a slab, but fucking shattered.
Oh, shattered.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mhm.
That shit.
That must have been nice.
There. Yeah, bro. That shit looked crazy. But he said he would have dropped something with it, but he blew up his blowtorch and shit. So
that's when you just break it up and put it in the blunt.
Yeah, That's all right. That's a shit that we be on.
Yeah, that's why I said that's when you're supposed to do that shit, man. It don't stop. No, one torch don't stop no show.
yeah, real shit. Because you know what I'm saying?
Salute y'all boys, man.
Hey, man. We doing it for you, Brett. We just lining it up, getting it ready for next time, dog. Like, it's already in motion. We already put shit in motion for next year, dog. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of motherfuckers hiring out here.
It did like last time.
I'm telling you.
We could have actually got a job and not come back.
Yeah, but all right, look at this, though. Like, Diego apartment, right? It's kind of outskirts of the city. One bedroom. It's a nice building and shit. One bedroom.
$2,200.
Yeah, bro. $2,200, bro. Shit crazy. There's some nice little shit right here across the street from where we at. How much them shit was? Like 12? 15, right?
Bedroom 12.
Oh, yeah. One bedroom, $1,200. Like, bro.
Hell no.
And these apartments, that shit crazy. Yeah, that shit crazy, bro. But it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying?
$1,200 a month. What size house you have?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I mean, you go farther out, bro. I feel like it's here, bro, if you go farther out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just everybody want to stay right here where they feel like this is where the action at. But I know this shit is all over. We're going to try to go to Boulder on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what she hitting for tomorrow, we might do that shit tomorrow. But, you know what I'm saying, after we leave from the event tomorrow, we're going to try to go to the Lookout Mountain and shit. You know what I'm saying? Catch a couple of most cliffs up there. Yeah, you already know, bro. Yo, this you might not, I don't know if you'll be impressed by this shit or not, but this shit got a nice little display, man. It's leased by Snoop shit. We ain't smoking yet, dog, but it got a nice little display. You know what I'm saying?
Never heard of
it. He got good. Yeah, I mean, it's some new shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? And they said that it was only available here. That's what Diego was telling us and shit. He's the one who put us on and shit. He got his own little product line and shit. He got flowers. He got what? Candy bars and shit, right? What he had? He had wax and shatter and all that, too. So, you know what I'm saying? He got a couple different things. He got a nice display, though, and the bitch that sold it to it, though, she was super cool. I named her Natalie, right? Natalie at Livewell. So y'all out here right now, holla at Natalie, though. She'll put you on, you know what I'm saying? Natalie at Livewell. Been another good day, brother, you know what I'm saying? Good to have good friends, for sure.
Word up. Yeah.
Telling you.
I'm glad I can be in a moment with y'all.
Down Colorado where it's at, but trying to relocate my shit out here, you know what I'm saying? I want that permanent relocation mission. It's just 100, dog. People is cool, man. Not that the people here are cooler than anywhere else, but you know what I'm saying? The people here are definitely cool. It's kind of like they're crazy. Mixes well with my crazy, you know what I'm saying? That's why I like this shit. Shout out to Denver, man. Real shit, man. We trying to mix it up, man. I think we hit some of the same places we hit last year, but we definitely mixing it up, you know what I'm saying? They was talking about the Moon Rocks last night, and the cat kind of put us on the same thing and told us, you know, we can go here and get it, whatever, but over there they call it caviar. It's like, nah, we ain't looking for that, bro. We looking for the fucking Moon Rock. Yeah, he can't call this shit caviar. That's his name, Moon Rock. It's a brand name, motherfucker. We looking for that shit.
Real. Fuck that caviar shit. Yeah. I mean, don't fuck it, because I said, you know, you can bring it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the pre-roll for 25, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You would've been better off getting that shit.
It's cool, you know what I'm saying? I was gonna catch one today, but I was like, fuck it, though. I just grabbed four of these other ones, four of these sativas. But, you know, shawty, fuck, she didn't even really mark them up right for me, so I know what they is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, she didn't?
Hell nah, I couldn't even tell you what the names of the motherfuckers was. Shit. Didn't give me no receipt or nothing.
That's what happens when you get pre-rolled.
Yeah, hey, it's all good, though. Yeah, I think they set my man up straight. I think they set my man up straight. He had a nice little bag with all the labels and all that shit. Oh, his shit ain't got. Oh yeah, yeah, his shit got the initials. Yep, they ain't really mark his shit up either. They fall low on the customer service care. You know what I'm saying? I would say
the customer service itself, basically, when you talking about that weed.
Well, you know what I mean? Yes and no. You know what I'm saying? It's all a business, bro. Some of this shit run better than others. The chick today was super cool. Starbuzz was super cool. I feel like they always super cool. And that's what you're looking for, people who consistently cool. Because, listen, as somebody who worked for Mr. Nice Guy, I'm not trying to vouch for this place today 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like, if 90% of the time you ain't going to get a great experience going there, I'm not trying to put you on to that shit. You know what I'm saying? If the product can't stand up, I ain't finna put you on. You know what I mean? You ain't finna
get
a say God Nice. Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to say God Nice put you on some real shit, dog. So, like, I fuck with everybody, bro, but it's like, if I'm finna put somebody on, like, that shit gotta be A1 legit. Otherwise, I just keep my mouth closed. What's up, Frank? Yeah, them funky field tips is what's happening, though, because, oh, for real, good suggestion, bro.
Yeah, word up. I'm here for you, man, because y'all here for me. You know what I mean? I'm there in spirit.
Yo,
That's why I got to smoke when I talk to you.
I got you one. I bring you one back. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple for myself. I got a couple for some giveaways. You know what I'm saying? So, we going on. That shit was a great suggestion. Change the game. The bud tastes great. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, it tastes everything.
Yeah, that shit's what's up.
Let me ask you, though. What was the price, though?
It's like $5.99.
Oh, so it's cheaper.
Like Franco really asked for them, right? Franco asked her for him, and she pulled the little thing up, and he looked at it, and, you know, she told him the price and shit, and he was like, okay, I'm going to get this one, and I was like, yeah, she was like, okay, and I was like, yo, I'm going to get the rest of them, and she kind of gave me a crazy fucking look, like, what the fuck, I was like, yeah, you know, it was like 5 or 6 of them in there, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get the rest of them, give me them, I got my change right here, give me them, so, you know what I'm saying? My brother, the other guy, stupid, man. This motherfucker like, yeah, give him the container, too. Shit. That's how you get down, shouted.
Word up.
So, that shit was cool, though. The chick, she talking about concert tomorrow and shit with Future and Lil Wayne, Future and Snoop Dogg and shit, whatever. Kevin Gates and shit. Like, yeah, that's cool, bro, but probably not. I'm not finna spend $100. I'm cool on Future, dog. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? These people are definitely promoting the events and excited about their jaws and the products and shit, bro. It's like, it's cool, man. They shop was better than the last shop. You know what I'm saying? Who's the number one shop so far, y'all?
Live Well
for you. You just like that bitch, that's why.
Yeah.
You saying the same thing? One minute out. Live Well. Yeah, because it's the most recent shit is really out that is, you know what I'm saying? And we don't remember how many dispensaries. We only went to one yesterday and then whatever we did today. So, yeah, I guess Live Well is in the running right now. It's at the top of the list. We got a couple of fan favorites from tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, from last year tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we're going to visit some people that we would recommend it. And also, like Karen Kind. I don't know if you follow them, but follow Karen Kind Fan Club. You got some beautiful-ass buds. Finna see what that shit's smoking for. It's been another edition of the Night Show, man. I appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Shout-out to Cuzzo the Collector. Shout-out to Von Hammond for checking in. Shout-out to motherfucking Jungle Book. Shout-out to Franco. Shout-out to Ned Stark's Bastard. Shout-out to Mr. Nice Guy. We out of here. No.